welcome to Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Karina Ousley, a licensed clinical social worker in Chalk's neonatal intensive care unit, Diana Hurtado, coordinator for the March of Dimes NICU Family Support Program at Chalk, and Marla Dorsey, patient and family-centered care coordinator, about the importance of NICU parents practicing self-care. Karina, Diana, and Marla, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Morning or afternoon.
Thanks for having us. What is self-care and why is it important for parents?
I think there's two components to self-care. First being the physical component. We want to make sure that a mom who's just delivered is taking care of herself physically. So we really want to check in with them and have an understanding how they're feeling and making sure that they understand if they need to be here for shorter periods of time or take a day off, that they're doing that, and to make sure that they follow up with their doctor. Emotionally, that's a very important component. There's so much that goes into being in the NICU, and we want to make sure that we're connected with our families and let them know that there are many ways to address their emotional needs, because they are a multitude of emotions that they're going through, and we want to connect with them and provide them the resources that they need emotionally.
What do you think, Diana, about the idea of self-care for mothers in the NICU?
I think self-care is such an important concept that gets overlooked by moms. Our number one priority is our newborn child in the NICU, and we have no room to care for ourselves because all of our attention, our energy is on our precious little one. And so for me, I love to connect with parents and remind them that I know that they want to be here for their little one. And the importance of caring for themselves is going to help them. I tell them that being here in the NICU is a long journey and they need to have the energy to sustain that journey. So we talk about ways that they feel physically and how they're healing, but we also talk about the emotional component of it. Our families had an expectation of what bringing home a child was going to be like. They had it all mapped out. It was a dream that they've been having, and now they're in the NICU in a world that they never even knew existed sometimes. And it's completely overwhelming, and it consumes you. So stepping next to that parent who thought that when they saw their child for the first time was going to be this overwhelming and beautiful experience, and now they're standing next to their baby and they don't know, should I be crying? Should I be happy? Should I be fearful? And for parents, that happens all at the same times. All of these emotions hit them. So it's a good conversation to let them know that all of this is normal. Sometimes it's normal to not even know how you feel. But the more that we can talk about this and address their emotional status and where they're at, the better. So talking about how they can take care of themselves emotionally and physically is one of the first conversations we have with families.
Karina, why do you think it's important that the mother especially focuses on this important topic of self-care?
You know, like Diana mentioned, they have a lot of decisions to make in terms of what will be happening with their child, the process of the treatment. So it's important to take care of yourself because you need to be well enough to be here. You need to be well enough to participate in those conversations and be as much as possible mentally present and able to make decisions for your child.
What about the idea of mothers who feel as soon as they have a child that their emphasis is 100% the baby, and they think that the sacrifice is that they have to not think of themselves at all?
I think a lot of our families feel that way. Like I said, this is the most important little person in your life right now. And we remind our families that this is going to be a long journey and we want them to be healthy. And I tell them from my personal experience, I want to have peace of mind when I'm making such important decisions. And the only way to do that is to take care of yourself. Make sure that you eat, make sure you're there, you're drinking lots of water, make sure that you're resting, because that's the only way to be able to make those decisions. And so just reframing it in a way that sets them up to meet the goal that they want, which is to be there fully and wholly for their child. When they hear it stated that way, then it makes sense to them, because sometimes they feel like it's just taking care or spoiling themselves. So first we got to get parents to a place where they physically just take care of themselves, whether it's needing to rest and stay home one day because they need to heal, getting them to eat, getting them to drink plenty of fluid and getting their rest. They can't see beyond those. Those seem like tasks that take them away from their child. Once we at least get to that phase, then we can get to the point where, you know what, it's okay to take a day off for yourself. It's okay for you and your husband to go have dinner offside of the hospital. It's even okay for you to maybe go get a manicure and a pedicure. You need to get to that point where you take care of yourself truly so that you have that moment of just peace and feeling like that weight has been taken off of you. Being in the NICU 24/7 is so heavy and so daunting. Your body physically cannot sustain that weight for that long. You need to allow yourself that release so that you can come back refreshed, renewed, re-energized, and bringing that positive energy to the bedside.
I would add, though, to that, the guilt component of being away and doing something for yourself when you know your child may be in pain, may be suffering in some way. It's really difficult to get a parent, especially a mom, in that frame of thought where, you know, you're not here going through it with your child. So that guilt is important to address, because there's no way you're going to get a mom to leave the bedside and do something for herself if she perceives that her child is suffering. Part of that would be helping bring in the medical team, explaining if the child is comfortable, when would be the best time to go do those things. You know, making sure that the family is building relationships with the nurses that are taking care of their child so that they feel comfortable enough to walk away for an hour and take a break. Those are all things that as a team, we need to do well at having families know that their child is being cared for in the most respectful, meaningful way, as close to what a mom would do.
Can you name specific ways that NICU parents can deliberately practice self-care?
Here in the NICU, there's lots of different ways that we can promote health care so that they don't feel like they need to go that far. Here at CHOC, within our NICU, we offer a variety of ways that parents can self-care. We offer different classes where families can step away from the bedside and get the education that they need to be here in the NICU, whether it's how to participate actively in the NICU or how to prepare for going home. We also offer dinners and activities. Sometimes it's creating a keepsake within the NICU with footprints or something cute like that. So there's a multitude of ways that you can have self-care and also socialize with other families, which is in itself another way of self-care, being able to relate to other families. There's other resources here within the hospital. We have a meditation center, which I encourage families to visit before or after their visit, just to get a sense of themselves and just kind of check themselves to see how they're doing emotionally, to take a breath for themselves. And we have a lot of resources in terms of associates, whether it's social workers or the nursing staff and the medical team, lots of resources to help them assess where they are and where their baby is. We can start with baby steps in terms of care and self-care by having those families engage with other families in the NICU. It's a source of inspiration and motivation for them. And parents can share their struggles with each other, and it's so helpful. And it's just another great way to care for yourself. Just expressing, sometimes it's so helpful for families just to say what's on their mind. It's such a release for them. And you can see when we offer opportunities for families to gather, they come in so stressed. Oftentimes it's the nurse who's really had to encourage them, you know, and let them know it's okay. If anything happens, I'll call you. I know where you're at. We'll come get you. Just go take a moment for yourself. And then when you see them engage with the other families and they walk out with a smile, you know that at least for that moment, they let their stress go. And now they're refreshed and they can go in and tackle the NICU again.
The model of care that we utilize throughout all things at CHOC is that we provide patient and family-centered care. And that is something that you guys are doing so tremendously well. The idea, the concept being that for our patient to heal, we need to take care of the family as well. So you guys are providing such specialized and necessary services and doing it with such compassion and such respect. that is our chalk way, but you're doing it at a very high level. And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Chalk Radio. You just heard Karina Ousley, a licensed clinical social worker in Chalk's neonatal intensive care unit, Diana Hurtado, coordinator for the March of Dimes NICU Family Support Program at Chalk, and Marla Dorsey, patient and family-centered care coordinator, about the importance of NICU parents practicing self-care. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/blog for more information, or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at facebook.com/chalkchildren's.